Okay, welcome to Kedushin Daf Memtes, and we are on Memches and Beis, about 10 or 12 lines up. We're up to the word Amar Rav Simi. So the Gemara just asked a question. The Gemara Mishnah had a machlokas, Tanoim. The Tanakhama holds that if a man goes over to a woman and says, "Be married to me with this," and he gives her something else, it ends up, he gives her wine, and she thought it was dvash, or the opposite, or gold and silver, rich and poor. So in any direction, the Tanakhama says the marriage does not work because, l'chora, you can't judge what a person would be happy with, what a woman would be happy with. Some like honey, some like wine, some like riches, some like not being rich. So Reb Shimon says, no, if it's l'shvach, if it's a mistake going up in value, so then the marriage does work. So the Gemara says Reb Shimon doesn't hold of what we said about Basra, that it does not work, right? Chometz and Yayin, then they let's start with the two dots again. Less later, Reb Shimon, Yayin v'nimsa chometz, chometz v'nimsa yayin, shneim yichol l'afsar bohem. So you see from there, there's some people that might even want vinegar more than wine. Alma ika d'nich le'bechalav, ika d'nich le'bechamra. Right, just like over there, some might want vinegar, some might want wine. So chanami, so to hear, by kedushin, ika d'nich le'bechasva, l'nich le'bedaba. Some people might want silver, a woman might want silver, not want gold. Why would that be? Isn't gold like more inclusive than silver? Stosva says, no, maybe she has some type of silver jewelry that she wants to finish. And she wants to be mashlim, and she's missing one little piece of the jewelry, and therefore, so that's what she wants. Pirish kagon shetzricha kesef lahashlim tachshit shel kesef, sha'usa. So there, miyo hecha shehita ha'isha b'mamon lapalig. Right, it should be Rabbanan. Meaning, let's say, instead of giving $50, it's $100, it's real cash, so then for sure we say it would work. Because that's not, that's for sure, one inclusive of the other. But by gold and silver, something different, so then maybe she'll want the silver. So answers the Gemara, Amr of Simi Bar Ashi, Ashkachte La Abaya. Rav Simi says, I found Abaya, Diyosef Kamazber Lelebre. I found Abaya talking about this question with his son, and he explained it as follows. Hach of Mayaskinan, Kigoncha Amr Lishlucho, Halveni. The case here is where the chassan told his shliach, halveni dinar shel kesef, v'leh kadish li'isha plonis. Go borrow for me a silver coin from so-and-so, and go marry this woman with that silver coin that you borrow for me. That v'halach v'hilva shel zav. And instead of going to borrow a silver coin, he goes and gives a gold coin. So mar sover kpeid mar sover mar makom ulo. So by the context of a shliach, that's the question. If the chazan says a certain type of coin regarding a shliach, that's the question: is it kpeida? Is he specifying that he only wants this, or is what's called mar makom ulo? He's literally showing him the place, but he's not coming to be medayik or do anything more than that. Mar makom ulo. That's all he's doing. If you say kpeida, Rashi's lashon is ve'einzo shlucha bezos. Right, if he's makbid, said he's not a shliach for anything else besides what he said. But mara makom ulo, so that means there's more flexibility.
Is it from that he's by zahav, he's lending him more, or is this a smaller piece of zahav?
I'm sorry. The shliach, he's telling the shliach, halveni, lend me. I might have said it incorrectly. Halveni, lend me a silver coin. Yeah, I said it incorrectly before. Lend me a silver coin. And instead, he lends him a gold coin.
Right. So is the gold coin smaller, or is
so? Is the gold coin smaller? I assume maybe it would be in the same amount, same value. Why? Because he doesn't want to owe more. Right, he doesn't want to owe more. Let's assume it's the same value. Okay. Right. Rashi quotes when it comes to the person himself. So then, you know, that case. That's where Rav Shimon would say. But here, specifically, by the shliach, that's where we might say this kmeita or not. Interesting, the minchas chinuch many times when doesn't want to say something muchlat. He doesn't want to say something that's for sure. He's just suggesting, he says, mar makamani. I'm just being mar makam. I'm just letting you know the possibility, but I'm not saying it's for sure. So this is where the lashon comes from. Mar makamulo. Ihach, he asked the Gemara, if it's true that that's the case that we're talking about, where the chassan tells the shliach, go lend me something, and then I'll be married to her. His kachi li, the mission should say his kachi li, his kachi lo mi boilei. Right, it should be his kachi lo, because the shliach is talking. The shliach is saying to the woman, be married to him, the mishaleach. And also, hita l'shevach, hit a hu l'shevach mi boilei. Right, he, the chassan, the man was tricked, made a mistake, and not the woman. The woman always knew what it was. And nimsa, meikar nami tizav havi. Nimsa, it came out that it was something else. She always knew what it was. So three
I don't say like it's hitei l'shevach, then it is a bigger coin. Then, but then it's a like we just said, it's a.
I'm saying the issue is hitei'u or hitei the vav at the end of it.
But if we're trying to fit it into the Mishnah, then there's obviously a case of.
But the mistake is maybe he wanted to specifically give silver and not gold.
But
even if it's worth the same amount. Sorry.
It's not
sheva. Why? It's maybe it's easier. It's you know, gold is more liquid. It's more you're able to sell it in an easier fashion. Gold is still better than silver. You might say even if it's worth the same amount.
What was the
in terms of the Lashonos?
Yeah.
So maybe we'll worry. Maybe we could get a chesirim echsura, but the Gemara is not going to say that. The Gemara says okay. Where I tried to say it was a case of he is shliach. The Gemara says no. El amarava ani va'arisha b'chabura targimna. Rava says I and the lion of the group explained as follows. Umani Rav Chiya bar Avin. Who is that? That's Chiya bar Avin. Hachav mayaskinan kigon sha'amra he lishlucha tsei v'kabali kiddushim iploni. She says to her shliach, go accept kiddushin for ploni for me. Sha'amar li hiskadshi li bedinar shel kasef, because he told me that he's going to give me a silver coin. And instead, he gives her a gold coin. So again, Marsavar Kpeita, one says, she's really machbid. He told me this, and this is what the only thing I want to accept. And Umar Savar, Mara Mako Milo. The other one says, no, she's just saying what he had said, but really she'll accept anything. Umay Nimsa, what does it mean? Nimsa, that it came out. What was the mistake here? There wasn't anything for the beginning and at the end. De Katsair Biblisa, right? Because it was wrapped in a shmata, in a rag, and therefore she didn't see it. She didn't see it right away. Okay. That is the how we explain the Gemara of about if you give her one thing and it comes out with something else, how does that work with the Gemara in Bava Basra? So let's continue. Says the Gemara. Amar Abaya. Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Elazar. Kulusvir Luhu Mar Makom Ulo. These three Tanoim all hold the principle of flexibility. Mar Makom Ulo, that a person is not medaktik about what they say always. They're just giving a possibility, but something else also would work. Reb Shimon Adamar. Reb Shimon is the one that we just said. That he's not makbit. That's Reb Shimon in our Mishnah. Im Hitel Shvach Mekudeshes. That's one case of Mar Makom Ulo. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, the Tan, as it says at the end of Maseches Bava Basra. Get Pashut, Edav Mitocho. A Get Pashut is Edav Mitocho. As we said, Get Pashut means a regular star, a regular get. Pashut means straight, flat. Edav Mitocho, so how do you write a get? You have the Edim on the bottom of the get. That's a regular case. We had at the end of Maseches Gittin. All these cases where, let's say you have two columns in a get, let's say you have two gets stuck together, when do they work? But Pashas, a regular get, is when you write the Edom sign, their name, on the bottom of the Ksav of the get. Mikushar, but this is from the Parak Get Pashut, hence what we're quoting here, last Parak in Basra. Mikushar, but if it's a get Mikushar, a knotted get, Edav me'achorav, the Edom sign on the back. What does that mean? We've had this before. Rashi explains that Chazal were misakein a certain type of get for Kahanim, because Kahanim, let's say, if they would divorce their wife, they would not be able to take them back, because of the Isra Machzor Grushaso by a Kohen. And therefore, Chazal were misakein, specifically by Kahanim, if they would get angry and we want to give them more time to cool down a little bit, so they have to write this get that takes a little more time. Meaning, what do? They write one line of the get, then they have to fold it over and sew it and sign it. Then they have to write another line of the get, and they have to fold it over and sew it and sign it. And they do this the whole time, so by the time they finish, and they have to have Edom on every fold, and you have a space. So meaning it's a get, if you would open it, you'd see it's a get written the regular way, but there's a space between each line. Right, because that's where the folds are. So if you'd write, so it would look like a regular get inside with just a lot of space in between. But this is a special get, b'kohanim. That's what Rashi says in the second line. Tiknu l'kohanim she'ein yochon lahachzir grushosei, and they wouldn't be able to be machzir their grush, their wives. U'kshekohasin hochan alasofra, they used to go and quickly get a get, and they'd be mischarid la'achar zman, and therefore they would. This is what Chazal were misakid for the kohanim. This is a way to cool them down before they give the get. So a get pashut has their edim straight, and mekusher have their edim me'achorav from the back. Pashut, let's finish, and then there's something to say. Pashut shekasu edim me'achorav. What happens if you wrote the edim in the wrong? You wrote the edim in the wrong place. If you have a pashut, the straight get, which you really wrote the edim on the back. Or Makushar, Shikasu Edim Bitocho, but a Makushar, when you wrote the Edim on the inside, not what you were supposed to, you were supposed to write on the back on the folds. Shem Sulam, they're both possible. Tanakam says if you wrote the Edim in the wrong spot, so then each one of these is exclusive, and therefore it's possible. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer, no. Mikusher shekasu edim mitocho kosher. If you have a get mikusher for the kohanim, but you wrote the edim straight underneath, so that's kosher. Why? She yachol laso so pashit. Because inherently you could unfold it, open it up, and you can read it like a pashit. So therefore, it is kosher. Rashi and Tosas both say, you could have space in between the lines. In between the lines of the ksav, that doesn't pass. What's the difference? You have space. Look at Rashi, sheyachol. Rashi says, v'mafsik avir b'chitas al-yonos, mabakach. Right? There's no difference. Doesn't matter if you have some space in between. And Tosas also, the top Tosas, second line, sheyesh sofrim harbei, she'enam umanim l'sader ksivasan. There are a lot of sofrim that don't know how to be misader and write straight. Umanich and avir b'nashitas, and they leave space. You know, there'll be a number of they don't have lined cloth like we have, so therefore they always leave space. There's a discussion that we had at the beginning of Masechas Gittin about sirtut. Does a get require sirtut? Like a Sefer Torah requires sirtut, meaning if you look at a Sefer Torah, there's markings of lines there for a sofer to know how to write the line straight. Those are on top of the line, under the bottom of the line. When we have line paper, we write it from the bottom of the line is what we write on. But a sofer, sirtut, is what he writes all the letters to be, you know, right under the line. But the Gemara there, if you remember, had a discussion of sirtut. But either way, it's harder to write the get straight. So Tosafot says they leave some space. Back to the Gemara. Reb Shiva Gabliel Omer, Hakol Kminag Medina. Go like the Minag Medina. So again, the Tanakhama said, if you get right either one the other way, it's puzzle. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel says, if you write a Mekusher with the Edom inside, it's okay. Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel says, you go like the Minag, so if Avina ba, but Tanakhama less like a Minag Medina. So how is Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel arguing? The Tanakhama does not hold of the Minag Medina, you follow the Minag Medina? So what's the Machlokas about? V'yamar Ravashi, so Ravashi explained, Biasra dinihigi b'pashut v'avile Mekusher, in a place where they always use get pashuts, and he did it mekushar. So then, inami or ba'asu then he gave him mekushar avalei ba'pashut. Even kohanim we're talking about, or in a place where they were the minhag was to do mekushar, so he did it a pashut kuli. I'm a little divadek peta. If you did it in a way that is not done in that locale, then for sure it's possible. The machlokas is as follows: ki pligi ba'asu then he gave him pashut be'mekushar. The machlokas is about a case where the minhag is to do both, either or. Because to do both, the Omar lady told him, "Avidly pashut, make for me a pashut, which is an easier one. Make for me a pashut." The Azav Avle Mekusher, and he made him a Mekusher, which is a more difficult one, more tircha. So, the question is, what did he mean? Mar Savak Peidav. Mar says, one opinion says that he's makbid, right? He's makbid. The Tadakama said he's makbid. Therefore, if you didn't do what he said, even though both are common in the area, it's still possible. Umar Savar Mar Makumulo. And the other person says, no, he's just Mar Makum. He's just showing him what he's allowed to do, but not that he doesn't have to do more. Okay. Interesting. The Sharam Sian Balachi here quotes other Gemaras where we see that Kohanim specifically are known to have a little ka'as, known to have a little temper, and therefore you have these specific takanos for the Kohanim. For Kasavnim Zechas Gittin, Hatam Da'akatim, but he says, Zakas Mitsuya Bekohanim. Possibly Bekohanim. Why he says, why is it fair? Why is it Mitsuya Bekohanim? He says, Derubim Tamidei Chachamim Vacharedim Ledvar Hashem, and Tzurva Meirabanan Mirtach Ratach. O Raisa Kamartach, the Gemara says in Taina. So sometimes people get excited about the, you know, if they had the Torah lights them on fire. So they find Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayiksav Alei Moshe. But you find in a few places that Kohanim are the ones that have this temper. Okay, that's what he suggests. Right, there is one famous Gemara that I never noticed until looking it up, and he quoted it, that it's about the Kohanim. Right, we know the story but it's obviously that it's about Kohanim, but it's just an important diuk. The story in Yuma that we had, where two people running up the ramp of the Mizit. So obviously it's about Kohanim, but the whole story starts by mentioning that. You could have said Maisa b'bnei Adam, right? Of course it's Kohanim running up the Mizbeach. Maisa b'shnei Kohanim. Yuma Chav Gimel, right? So Yishneim, Shavim, Ratzin, they all go up the ramp, and one, you know, beats the other one up the ramp, and therefore the other guy stabs him in the middle of the base of Migdash. And all right, Tzadok on Milo Se'ulam, and the amazing part of that story is the continuation, where the father comes in and says, oh, quickly take the sword out, so we're not Matami the Kalim before my son dies. Right? And the Gemara says he was more worried about Tumas Kli than he was about Shvichas Damim. Right, so that's the Gemara, Kasha Lam, Tarez Kalim, Yosemi Shvichas Damim, the Gemara says. But either the Gemara whole starts off with, you know, Shnei Kohanim were running. And again, he quotes a Gemara later on, Adaf Ayin, where the Gemara says, you know, we're going to have it later on, Adaf Ayin, Mabez, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashrish, no, the next line, Imra Isa Kohen Ba'azas Meitzach Al Tahara Acharav. Shnemer Va'abcha Kimrive Kohen. You find Ayinam Abeis. Later on in Kedusha, so you find various Gemaras that that discuss this. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Lazar. So the Gemara said there were three Tanoim that hold the concept of Maramakom. So the third one, we had Reb Shimon, we had Reb Shimon Gamliel, and now we have Reb Elazar. So what does Reb Elazar say? Ditnan. As the Mishnah says in Gittin, Ha'isha Sha'amris Kabali Giti Makom Ploni. A woman who says to her Shliach, go get me a get from a certain place. V'kibala Giti Makom Acher. Again, a woman says, go get me a get in Chicago, and the guy goes gets her a get in a different place. So again, Puzzle. The Tanakhama says puzzle. The Gemara there explains in Gittin, because she's like embarrassed. She doesn't want everybody to know, you know, that she's getting divorced right now. So therefore, she must have been makbid to tell him a specific place. Rabbi Lazar Machsher, Rabbi Lazar says no. She's just letting him know where to get it, but she really means anywhere. Maramakom. Alma Kasara Maramakom Ilo. Those are the three shitas. Period. So now we go back to the Mishnah. Omar Ula. So Ula says, we had a machlokas in the Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon says if you go up, if the mistake was l'shvach, it's okay. So machlokes b'shevach mamon. Only machlokes is by shevach mamon. Shevach mamon, a monetary going up. So then he would say it works, meaning it from silver to gold, etc. Avo b'shevach yuchsin, divrei hakol einu mukudeshes. But shevach yuchsin, if he says to her that he is from a certain yichus, and he ends up being from a better yichus, then everybody would agree they're not married. Even Reb Shimon would agree that they're not married. Why? My taima, misani derav mikarai lo biina. A big shoe doesn't fit on my foot. Meaning, sometimes Rashi explains, you know, somebody who has such greater yichus than me, you know, is going to hold themselves so high, it probably lead to arrogance. Not going to be a good marriage, right? So therefore, says the Gemara, when it comes to shevach yichus, so that's not something that she would automatically accept, and therefore, we say it does not work. That's Shevach Tani Nami Haki. We also say in a Brisa, Mo de Reb Shimon, in the Tosefta, Im Hitel L'Shevach Yuchsin, in a Mekudeshes. They're not married if it's Shevach Yuchsin. What's an example of Shevach Yuchsin? So Rashi says, look at Rashi, Shevach Yuchsin, Amanah Sha'ani Mamzer, V'nimsa Shehu Nasin. Rashi says, Amanah, marry me on condition that I'm a Mamzer. A Mamzer is Isidar Aisa, to marry in, right? Isilavo Bakal. And Benipsa Shu Nasin, it comes out that he's a Nasin. He's one from the Givonim, the nation that was really from the Shiva Amamin, and they tricked Yoshua ben Nun, and they came in and Yoshua swore to them, and they ended up being from a closer nation. So they were the Nasinim, right? They were from Yeshua, was the one that made them famous. Moshe Rabbeinu had discussions with them also. Look at Nitzavim. There was earlier, David HaMelech did a little bit with him afterwards also. Look at the Gemara in Yevamos, which we'll mention in a minute. So in that case, Amanasa Nama Mamzer comes out to be a Nasin, which Rashi seems to say is less of a problem. So that is not allowed. But Beishu Mizgah Eleha. Because that could lead to arrogance. I'm only a Nasin, I'm not a Mamzer. Could a mamzer? The question is: a nasin part of? Is there an isser lavabah cult? So we'll talk about that in a second. By a nasin. So the Rashash here notes that if you look in Erech, if you look in Gemaras elsewhere, if you look in where's the Gemara in Erechin, the Gemara says that a mamzer comes really before a nasin. What's for Elias? And elsewhere says the Rishash, there b'sof Haria. I'm sorry, in Harias, the b'sof Harias. But that's where all the order Gemara is about laning and Aliyas are. The Hari, the b'sof Harias, Basha the Mamzer, Adif Binasin. Right, so it sounds like a Mamzer comes before a Nasin in Harias. So which is it? So v'ulai le'inyan yuchsin Nasin Adif. Regarding Yichus specifically, a Nasin is better. Like Rashi says here, the Afla Rav Berakar Adol Sischati Bamhayne Begei Rusan. Because even if you say the Isra marrying the seven nations is even after they convert. Mikomakom eno oso rak osan shen is gairu atzman. That's only for that generation. Aval b'neihem mutarin min haTorah. V'david gazer aleihem. But the children of Nesinim who converted, there's no Issa d'Oraisa by them. Right? David was gozer on them afterwards. The Gemara says in Yevamos, ayin ches, ayin tes. But really, there's no Issa d'Oraisa. So Mamzer is an Issa d'Oraisa forevermore. Right? Mashe, one second. So by a Mamzer versus an Asin, a Mamzer is an Issa d'Oraisa forever. A Mamzer's child, a Mamzer's Mamzer, that's an Issa d'Oraisa. So of course, that's going to be worse. A Nasin is only Durabanan after the first generation. But, Bashegi Mamzer, Issa d'Oros, bo, hu min haTorah. But if you have an actual, what's the Gemara in Harios? If you have an actual Nasin that converted, so maybe that the original ones, they're including the Isra of Losis Chatin Bam. So the Sazchatin Bum is even after they convert. So that could be, in a sense, they're both Isurim of Lava Bakal, but that could be worse than Mamzer.
Obviously she's a Mamzeris.
Obviously she is a... If she's a Nesina or a Mamzeris. Meaning it has to be somebody who can marry a... Oh, because he said that I'm a Mamzer, unless it was a condition that was going to be Be'isser. It's going to be Kedushin Tosin. But let's say, Otubur Shia Skinon, so we're not. So let's say she's a Mamzeris. So then it's no better for her. It's no better for her. But maybe that. Maybe that's the point. Maybe that's what she's going to say. Oh, he's going to think he's better than me. That's the point. He's going to be miskah on me because I'm a mamzeris and he's only a nussin. Mit rabbanan.
But again, you turn out to if he's allowed to be blah 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 call and he can't marry mamzeris.
I'm saying, but maybe he really wants this woman. Again, like I said, we don't know what the case is. Okay. Giores is also allowed to marry a mamzer. So that's okay. Let's continue. So the Gemara, just to mention, the Gemara that I alluded to before, Yevamos, Ayin Chesem, Abeis, Ayin Tesem, and Aleph, the Gemara there speaks about the different stages of the Gzeira of the Nesinim. The Gemara says, David did something, and Moshe did something, and Yeshua did something. So look there on Ayin Chesem, Abeis. But why were they Gozer? What was so upsetting about these Nesinim? Why can't you marry in? So that's the Gemara that many, many are aware of. Shlosha simanim yesh me'umazu. The Gemara says that there are three simanim of a Jew. Rachmanim, Baishanim, Megom lechasadim. And the Nesinim did not have these midos. Rachmanim were compassionate. Baishanim, we are meek. We are humble. Megom lechasadim. This is the ideal we're supposed to be. And if we're not, we have to make sure. And it called Mishiyeshlo, whoever has these midos is right to become part of this Uma. If you have these midos, that's the abbreviation of Chaver, right? Chaver is Chasadim, Baishanim, and Rachmanim. That's the three midos. It's an amazing tshuva of Moshe. Moshe was asked, we know there's a, we're not allowed to marry somebody who is Asa Lava Bakal, but let's say somebody who is, you're not sure about, you're not worried, let's say a child, the Moshe was asked, a child born to a woman who was a Nida. Let's say, you know, in the previous generation, there was a man and a woman who were makbid about Taharas Mishpacha, and the man lived with his wife when she was a Nida, and let's say, obviously, if she didn't go to the mikvah forever, so then she's a Nida, even if, obviously, it's at the time of the month when she could become pregnant, so she still has the status of a Nida. So somebody asked her, Moshe, I don't know about this girl, you know, her parents or grandparents, whatever, were Bali Tshuva, so maybe she's a Pugum. A Pugum, not a... Right, we pass, and there's no mamzer. There's a mamzer meolchai v'krisus except for nida. That's what the Gemara says. Chas de Hashem because of that. There's no mamzer. So should I be worried that she's a pugum? So says her Moshe. Moshe writes, no, a pugum besides being a biological idea, but a pugum also has certain midos traits. And if she is rachman by shem v'gomach hasadim, obviously she's not a pugum. And the Moshe says maybe the mother went to the ocean that day. Maybe she did something. There's a chance. There's a chance that she was a chash, and therefore Moshe says you don't have to worry about it. It's an amazing tshuva of Moshe. Okay, says the Gemara, continuing. Amar Avashi, Masisa Namideka, the Mishnah is also, points to the fact that Reb Shimon would agree that by Shevach Yuchsin, there's not a problem. Diktani, because the next Mishnah says, on a base, Amarash, I need to call Levi. Levi, even Nimsa Kohen, right, Amarash, I'm a Kohen, I turn out to be a Levi, or opposite, Nesim, Nimsa Mamza, Mamza, Nimsa Nasin, Velo Polig Reb Shimon. You see Reb Shimon doesn't argue there. Reb Shimon doesn't argue there, so therefore you see, he must agree by changes in Yichus that even going up is something that she might not want. So that's a Raya. So Masav La Mar Barabashi, that's not a Raya. Let me take Tani, what I mean? Later in that mission, it also says this. Amanashi Yeshli Bas O Shifcha Mugudelas Ve'enlo. I marry you on condition that I have a daughter or a Shifcha that's an older girl. She'll be able to help out in the house. And he doesn't have one. Or Amanashi Ein Lo Ve'yeshlo. Or Amanashi doesn't have one and she does have one. The Shevach Mamon, who that's a pure monetary issue. Right, there's another shifcha to be able to serve them and save them money. And there's no machlokas recorded there, and we know Reb Shimon does argue on that. So Ella, what must you say? It must be that Reb Shimon's machlokas is recorded here on Memchesim Abeis, and it must be that we could say Hu Adin on the Mishnayos on Memchesim Abeis. So too, we should say really he's arguing. So there's no raya by the fact that Reb Shimon's shita is not recorded there. That's no raya that he doesn't argue there. The Gemara says Hachiyasha. 1 minute. Hasam over there by the Shivcha and the Bas case. Idi v'idi the Shevach Mamon, Polybrachiv Odin Lasefa. That's the exact same case. So you don't have to repeat the Shita by another Shevach Mamon case, because you already said that here. Hacha, the Shevach Yuchsin who, but here by Shevach Yuchsin, over there, in Misa the Polyg Nisni. You should say it. You should say it again. So therefore there's no Dechia of my Raya. because you don't have to repeat it by the Shavach Mamun case. You would have to repeat it by the Shavach Yichus case. So Gemara says, no, maybe not. Maybe that whole mishnah is about Shavach Yuchsin. Misavris, my Mugudelis, Gedola Mamish. What Mugudelis might not mean just an older girl, and therefore it's a pure monetary issue that I have somebody who could, like, help out in the house, Shifcha. My Mugudelis, Gadelis. Mugudelis means a Gadelis. Rashi says, two deos here. Rashi here has the day of Chashuva. A Chashuv girl, daughter. The Amra, he, because she might say, in that case, Lo Nichale, I'm not, no, it's not Noach to me to have this girl in the house. Why? The Shlach Lamini Minai, she'll schmooze with me, she'll become friendly with me, she'll know all my secrets. The Azla Medaya, Kame Shiva Vusai, and then she'll go schmooze with my neighbors. Won't have any secret about privacy. So therefore, I might not be happy to have that with me. So Rashi says, Gadelas means Chashuva. Tosas quotes Rebbe Chanano that Gadelas means from the word Megadela Seyar, and Gadelas means the haircutter. I'm bringing in a daughter that has a haircutter, right? Yoish Musa, the barber, right? The barber and the haircutter knows all your secrets, right? So that's what maybe she is, right? They made house calls. Tosva says, Umitoksha Holechas, Vibayas, Labayas, Lakloa, right? She goes to braid the hair, to cut the hair, and then she's going to tell everybody what she knows. Okay, that's why it's not good. Period. Tana Rabbanan. Amanasha Ani Karaina. Now we get into the Gemara. This, now the next, till the next Mishnah, all the Amanases. Amanas, I marry you, all condition that I am a reader of the Torah. Karaina. So how much does that mean? So Kiva, Chakar, Shalosh, Pesukim. It's like an Asas, Ariyah, Zibu, Kudeshes. As long as you were once a Balkori for three Pesukim, that's good enough. That's enough to be a Karaina. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, no, Ashiyikov, Yatar game. No, not only you read, but you also do the Tirgum. Right, in the olden days, they used to mention the Tirgum, after each of the Pasuk. I was once in a shul in an Ethiopian minyan, and they still had the Tirgum. They had the Balkari, and right after that, they had somebody being Matargim reading the Tirgum. So the Gemara says, translating, Yitargim Midaite, what, you mean his own, their own translation? Say your own translation, Vatanya, but we learned in a Brisa. No, you can't say your own. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Matargim Pasuk Kutsurasa, Harizah Badai. If you Matargim a Pasuk literally, then that you are Badai, that is foolish. You can't just say the pure Pshat. Vahamosif Allah Harizah Macharif Magadiv. And if you say your own Tirgum, that's blasphemy. So does it mean the real that your own tirgum? We'll do the Rashi in a second. Velamai tirgum, tirgum nidan. No, it means our tirgum. It means unkelus. That's what it means that you have to do the tirgum. Look at Rashi, important Rashi. Hareza macharef, three lines from the bottom. If you add on your own, you're macharef. Mivaza es hamakom, mishana es dvarav. You're disgracing Hashem. Why? The unkelus kisha hosif, when unkelus added on his own pshatim, you look at Vayachi and Zozah Bracha, for sure. When he added on his own, lomi daito hosif. Shaharei besinai nitan. When unkelus says was given by Har Sinai, elashidish takech, v'chazer v'yistu. Right? He was machzirit to our knowledge. Right? Unkelus comes from Har Sinai. So this is a big discussion in Hilchis, Shnai Mikra v'chatargam. It's been Reish Pehei, Rafeh. People are weak. Rafui, people are weak in this sachir. That's why you know what simit it is. In Reish Pehei and Hilchos Shabbos, where it's all about the halacha, not the chumra, the halacha of Shnayim Mikra v'Chatargum. The Mishnah Berurah there says, after the Shulchan Aruch quotes that you should try to do Targum, and if you want, you could do Rashi, and Yerei Shemayim Yosef Yikra Targum v'Gam Pirish Rashi. Where the Shulchan Aruch says that Yerei Shemayim should read Tirgum and Rashi. Many different halachas, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Why both? Ki atargum yishlo maila. There's a tremendous maila by the targum. Shenita and besinai. Vegamu mafarish kol mila v'mila. So it has one up on Rashi. A, it was given at our Sinai. And number two, there's tirgum on every word. Right? Because on Rashi, there's not Rashi in every word. Upirish Rashi yishlo maila. Shumafarish has a nina pi medrash chazal. You also be a targum. But Rashi has a maila that it's based on chazal more than targum. Ube ms kain roi lino l'chol adam. She yilmod b'chol ha-shavu ha-sidra im pi rishwashi levada targum. Ki yish kama parashis b'torah uve prat b'chilik v'yikra she yi efshar l'avinam klal al yidei targum l'chud. Right? So you gotta make sure that you do both. Try. Again, I have Tamidim that are just starting to do Shnayim Mikra, so you want to do Rashi instead of Targum. If you get nothing out of it, if you get in there, you have to know every case is different. So little by little, you got to know what the person is ready for. Rav Avadya in Shuvan Yichavadas and Simon Lamed Chela Gimel Simon Lamed Zayin. He also emphasizes that even if one does not understand the Targum, there's a tremendous mila to say it. Even though it's great for learning Gemara, by the way, it's the Aramaic. It's just the Aramaic. All the Gemara words are in Unkelus. Sheish LaHakmed. He quotes from Rav Amram Gon. Sheish LaHakmed. Likro Dafka Targum Unkelus Lafishanita Besinai and V'chein Hiskem Marshal V'chein HaArizal. Hizer ma'od al kriyas ha'targum apia kabbalah. V'chein kasa maran achida. V'lachein af mishenu maven kokach smasa targum, alav likra parsha shnayim mikra ve'echa targum. And at the end of that shuva, he bemoans the fact that we don't teach ta'amei ha-mikra in schools. He says, that's how you're supposed to learn the psukim. Hinei lo ha'ir tzumas leif menahali batei sefer shaleim mutelas chova kedusha. Kedosha, lalami tameh, mikra la tamidim, kvi mesar savoseyem. Olaf negim, lalabagil bar mitzvah. Not just for their bar mitzvah. Teach them low. Kedesha yuchlu lakayim mitzvah kriya shnayim mikra vechatargum betameh mikra. Shezui ikr mitzvah kriya shnayim mikra vechatargum with the trap. Vilo kaosa menahalim. Sheena mashgichim kla, lalami des tamidim bete sefer tameh mikra. Virak shenar miskar lagil bar mitzvah. Malandim also kriyas mispar psukim betamim, kedesha ikrim betzibur pesulo. Teach them his parsha. But you don't even teach them the rules. The zui to udat aniyot la osam horim umorim sheinam samim leval kach the dai bazel amavin the tain lochacham viach kamod. So he's pretty serious about this. Rav Moshe has a tshuva also, important tshuva. Chelak hay, the posthumous volume, Simin Yud Zayin. He's written 1970 in Chanukah. Writes us to a rab beinyan a mitzvah chay mikol echad targum. Does it apply to big bnei Torah and talmidei chachamim? I learn Gemara beinyan all day. I'm going to learn Chumash with Rashi. Is that for me? Says Rav Moshe, Pashutu Barur. Kemosh lo niftar shum adam yikal mitzvah derabanan, betainus osik b'mitzvah, kein lo niftaru ach b'mitzvah zu. Right? It's a mitzvah derabanan, shnayim mikra ve'echa targum. Gamu b'limud ha-Torah. U'mikol makom m'chuyiv gam la-Rambam, even if according to the Rambam, they just learned my sefer, you still have to learn a little bit of Torah shebechsad. Boru shekriya shnayim mikra ve'etagam vadeh hum emelo b'chal chiyiv be'etzem tam ha-Torah, sheyilmod ze, limdu ze, sheyitru chachamim luma b'chal shavua vadeh uchayiv. So if anybody's like Rashbi b'zman hazeh, even he has to do shleim mikra. According to, especially in our generation, Ramosha, don't give me that I've done it before. I know all the Rashis. Okay. Listen to the Haggadah Shirim in the Baruch Hamakom Baruch Hu Ukenegdon Dalad Banim. It's a great varn on Chumash also for the Tamei Chachamim there. Okay, must have been one of the early years. Vahani mili, leiter. Vahani mili d'amalei karaina. This is all three psukim, or with the targum is enough if he says karaina. But aval amala karaana. If he says I'm a kara, which Rashi seems to say means I'm an expert. Ad the kariel raisa neviyik uksuvi b'diuk. It must be he can read the Torah neviyik, can read Tanakh b'diuk. He's got to be on a higher level. I'm an asha ani shona. I'm an asha that I am a shona. I'm a learner. Chizki amar halachos. He's got to know even. Rashi says halacha moshe b'sinai. Rabbi Yochanan amar Torah. No, just Torah shebechsav. That's good enough. Meisve ezehi mishter b'meir omar halachos. Rabbi Yochanan medrash. One second. The Brisa says the two options are halachos or medrash. It's kasha Rabbi Yochanan who just says it means Torah shebechsav. So my Torah medrash Torah. We misunderstood Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan means medrash Torah. V'hani milu to amar la tanina. That's only if he says tanina that I've learned. Avol amar la tana. I am a tana. I'm an expert. Tanana. The Tani Hilchaza Sifra Visifri Vitosefta, until he knows all the Medrash Halacha. Amanasha Ani Talmud, Amanas that I'm a Talmud, or on the Sar Talmud Chacham. I'm married to you on condition I'm a Talmud Chacham. Ain Omer Keshivim Ben Azik Shivim Ben Zoma. You don't have to be like Shivim Ben Azik Ben Zoma, right? Who's Nafshi Chashka Batorah, right? That they learned every second. Ella. It's all kosher shol and osel b'chol makom tover echa b'limudo. As long as somebody asks you something, the Omer, and you can answer it. Vafilu b'mesechta the Kala, even in Mesechas Kala. So what did that last line mean? So Rashi quotes here, Mitzachas Kala, fourth line, She'in Omek Ba. As long as you can answer any little easy question, that's good enough. Even Mitzachas Kala. The Tosas of Rashi here points out that elsewhere the Gemara and Rashi seem to say Mitzachas Kala is an even, showing you not only know the Mesechta, the Yeshivish Mesechtas, you even know Mitzachas Kala. Right, Mitzachas Shabbos, Perkei Lukshur Mashba, that it's more Machmer, because the Gemara says, what kind of Talmud Chacham do you appoint to be a leader on the Tzibur? As long as he can call Shasholon and throw the Bar Halacha, Afilu Mitzachas Kala. So Rashi there says, even a Mitzachas Kala, which people don't usually learn, he even knows that. So is Mitzachas Kala emphasizing even this, which is so easy, or even this, which is so hard? So V'yesh L'chalik, says the Tosfos Darash, over there, to appoint a leader on the Tzibur, he's got to know everything. He's got to know everything. Even Mesechas Kala. But over here, where he says, as long as you can answer anything, so Mesechas Kala is not the deepest, but it's just not usually learned. So as long as you can answer the type of questions that are easy like that, so that is good enough. Fine. Also, then he quotes Mesechas Kala. What does Mesechas Kala actually mean? So Rashi here quotes that it means Mesechas Kala, that one of the little Mesechtas at the end of Mesechas Avodah Zarah, Mesechas Derech Eretz, Mesechas Machas, Mesechas Kala, all of those halachas. But the Tosfos Rush here and the Tosfos Riyah Zakin here quote, Mesechas Kala might just mean all the drushes that were given by the Yarchei Kala. So something different. You know, you take notes by the drushes of the Yarchi Kala, that's what it means here. Okay, continuing. Amanash ani chacham. Amanash that I'm a chacham. Eid omrim kechachme yavnek Rabbi Akiva chaderev. You don't have to be like Rabbi Akiva. Elokos shesholon osot dvar chachma b'chol bakam omra. So long as you say it, dvar chachma, and say it. What does chachma here mean? Rashi. Torah v'derech eretz. Chachma is Torah and derech eretz. Says the Sharm Sharon Balacha. Mashma de Torah b'li derech eretz eino chachma. Torah without derech eretz is not chachma. V'hamistakel al chayei ha'olam roe shekeinu ve'ein sorach lahazvir. Right, you know, I don't need to say more. Without derech eretz, you know, Torah is nothing. He's assuming that derech eretz means derech eretz, like we assume. Sometimes derech eretz means something else. But here, derech eretz, he's assuming, means regular derech eretz. Amanash ani gibar, amanash that I'm strong. Ein omrim ka'avner ben erkiyo ben Suriya. You don't have to be like one of the generals in Tanakh. Elokos ha'chavir, mizir mimenu b'nei gevurah. As long as people, when they see him walking down the street, they say, whoa, let's get away from him. Amanash ani ashi, amanash that I'm rich. Ein omrim ka'rabi Elazar ben Charsom, ko Elazar ben Azariah. You don't have to be like them, who are very rich. Elokos ha'bnei iru mechabdin osam b'nei osho. As long as people are mechabid you, and if they'll give you an aliyah, that they want you to give a donation, right? That's enough. You don't have to be the richest guy. Amanasha ani tzadik, next three lines, has probably more written about it than most lines. Oh, I guess Kiddushin, you have a lot up there. Mitzvah bal yismi b'shlucha. But out of most lines in this Masechta, Amanasha ani tzadik, I'm a Kiddushin, I'm a tzadik, afilu rasha gomer mukudashas, even though he's a total rasha, still married. Shema hir her tshuva b'daito. Maybe he thought about tshuva for a moment. Amanasha ani rasha, afilu tzadik gomer mukudashas, shema hir dvar avodah zarah chavim b'daito. Even if he's a tzadik, maybe he thought of avodah zarah for that moment, and we know avodah zarah goes by machshava, and therefore he is a rasha. That's what the Tzvi Hazaken says here. Dafka avodah zarah. Okay, a few points to try to get in on this. First of all, the biurei chasidus l'shas. You know, we only have one of these every 20 blocks, so gotta quote it. Biurei chasidus l'shas. The Kutzker Rebbe once went to the Chiddushei Arim and said, "Fine, I understand that amanasha ani tzaddik by a stama person who could always do tshuva that amanasha ani tzaddik might work. Aval ani asher hakala choshevas osila Rebbe." Here it's mistaken because amanas, if people don't know about a chassid and he says I'm a tzaddik, okay, it's possible. But here the kala thinks that I'm a Rebbe and I'm not. Bo emes hushani ayin va'efes. Is there a chash l'kiddushin, says the Kutzker Rebbe. By style, I'm a person, okay, but me, I'm a nothing, and everybody thinks, that my Kala thinks I'm a Rebbe. She thinks I'm a Kutzker. So the Chiddushei Arim answers, don't worry about it. Everybody else thinks you're a Rebbe too. So no matter what you are inside, the halacha will be you're still married. That's what the Chiddushei Arim answered the Kutzker. Okay, that's the Kutzker for the day. Weiter. The Beis Yosef quotes two days in Simin Lamed Ches. What happens? Does this work? Amanasha ani tzaddik, married, does this work even if he has items that he has to return or say I'm sorry for, ben adam l'chaveiro? Because we know that, right, it says in Hilchos Tshuva and the Gemara is at the end of Yuma that Yom Kippur is not machaper. Tshuva doesn't work by ben adam l'chaveiro until you return. If you have stolen money, you have to return the money. So is there any chash of the marriage here? Amanasha ani tzaddik? Oh, 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Right, Rav Yerucham says, V'yesh mefarshim, shehu rush im rusha labrios kagon gazlin, in yachol lios tzaddik ash yoshev akzela. Right, the Rabbi Yerucham says that if it doesn't work if you still have money, v'yesh mefarshim, since he was maharer, it's enough to be considered a mitzadik. So 2 days in the Shulchan in the Beis Yosef in Sin Lamed Ches, whether if you still have money to return, you know, if you're still a gazlan, you return the money yet? Is there any chash? If most Rishonim here, Tosas Ria Zakein and the Ritva and others say when this it says mukudeshes here, it means Safek Mukudashas. Doesn't mean Badai Mukudashas. Almost all the Rishonim here says it means Safek Mukudashas. That's what the Gemara says here. Because maybe you're a tzaddik, maybe you're not a tzaddik. The Yoruch HaShulchan, though, says this only applies if you are somebody who is not muchsak to be a tzaddik already. Why? Says, why are you always choshesh? Because there's an umdana. If somebody says, I'm a tzaddik, it must be he wants to get married. And Raglayim Ladover, that he thought about being a tzaddik right now, even if he has gzela. But if he is muchsak with tzaddik, it's a vadai mekudeshes. The afal gavsha tzaddik lo yomar al atzmo shu tzaddik, and even though does a tzaddik really say, I'm an ashani tzaddik, is that a good thing for a tzaddik to say? Shezeo gedr gaiva, mikomakam bikidushin, kisha isha lo ruts to ela bofan ze, in ze gaiva. V'yoda inshi ben afshe. But if he wants to marry this girl, he has to say, look, this is what I am, even though he's not doesn't really want to say it, but that's what he has to say, says the Aruch HaShulchan. The big kasha here on this Gemara is on the Rambam. The Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, many Shabbos Tshuva drushes have been about this. The Rambam says, the Rambam doesn't even count the mitzvah of Tshuva, he counts the mitzvah of Vidui. Until you do Vidui, it's nothing. So what do you mean, I'm not Shani Tzadik, you didn't do Vidui yet, you didn't do anything yet, so how does it work? So the Minchas Chinuch says, the Rambam's wrong. Right? This is a raya against the Rambam. That's what he first says. It must be Elavadai Tshuva Lachud. Tehi Afilu Belev. In Mischarit Belev. Shalim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makabel Tshuvaso. Rakani Mitzvah Zaseh. Kachom Mitzvah Zaseh Shabbatar. Lo Mera Vidui Bepeh. Right? He may be saying this in the Rambam, but Vidui is Vidui and Tshuva is Tshuva. Even though it doesn't sound like there's a Mitzvah of Tshuva, that's what he suggests. But then at the end he says something which is similar to what Rav Soloveitchik said, and that is there's a difference between Tshuva Gemura and a Shem Tzadik. Tshuva Gemura, you did complete Tshuva, fine, that requires Vidui, that requires the whole process. Three parts of Vidui. But to have the Chalosh Shem Tzadik, that's the decision. Once you make the decision to repent, so then you already have a Shem Tzadik. That's all there is. You didn't do Tshuva yet, but it's the Shem Tzadik. And he says that's the Tshuva of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, we know, you don't mention Chet at all. There are some Rishonim that say you should not even supposed to say Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Lefanecha, not even supposed to say the first line. You don't mention Chet, it's all about Malchus, Malchus. Why? Because Rosh Hashanah is about the decision. The decision to make ourselves shame tzaddik, and then we work through ourselves to make tshuva to become a tzaddik. I thought also maybe you could say that's also Hayom Haras Olam. What's Hayom Haras Olam? Today's the birthday of the world. Haras doesn't mean birthday. Haras means the day of Hayra, right? Means the day. Hayrayon means pregnancy, conception. Because that's the conception, the idea, the conception comes on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Haras Olam. That's like what the Rav said. That's the it's the decision. That's when you become a tzaddik. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says at the end. He seems to say that Nehi de'ein lo kapara b'tshuva b'leiv mikol makom havi tzaddik kivin shemischarit lifnei kono yizbarach, because he's mischarit. This is more, but if you want to leave now, you can feel free. Okay, says the Gemara. Asara dvari asara kavim chachma yodol olam. There are 10 kavim of chachma that came down to the world. Tisha, not La Eretz Yisrael, the Echad Kol Olam Kula. There's one more Marsha you might want to stay for. Right? That 9 Kavim went to Eretz Yisrael, and 1 went to the whole world of Chachma. Right? The Gemara says, Avir de Eretz Yisrael Machkim. Asar Kavim, Yofi Yardul Olam 10, Kavim of Beauty went to the world. Tisha, not La Yushalayim, Echad Kol Olam Kula. 9 went to Yerushalayim, the city of Yofi. The Echad, 1 went to the rest of the world. Asar Kavim Ashiris Yardul Olam. Tisha, not La Romeim, Kavim Onim, Echad Kol Olam Kula. 9 went to Rome, 1 went to the rest of the world. Yud Kavim Anius Yardul Olam. 9 Kavim of Poverty went to the world. Tishanat Labada Lechadon Kulo. Asar Kavim Gasos Yardul Olam. 10 Kavim of Arrogance went to the world. Tishanat La Elam. 9 went to Elam, which is a city in Bavel. Vechad Golam Kulo. And 1 went to the rest of the world. Vegasos Labada Lonachis. What the rest of Bavel didn't get Gasos Ruach. Valksiv. Doesn't the Pazak say in Zachariah? Vesa Enai Vehine. I lifted my eyes and saw. Vinishtaim Nashim Yosos. 2 women were going out. Ruach Machanfeim and the wind under their wings. Vulahainu Knafayim Kaganfeh Chasida. They had wings like storks. Vadisanasa Eifa. Bin Arazu Bin Hashemayim. And they carried the Eifa between land and Shemayim. Vyomar Lamalacha Dover. Bin I asked the Malach. Anahim Amolichos is Eifa. Where are they taking the Eifa? Vyomar Eli. Livnos La Bais Ber Shinar to build a bias, a house in the land of Shinar, meaning above El. Vyomar Rabbi Yochanan. What are the 2 things? Zuchanufa Vagasas Ruach. She Bavel, that's referring to Chanufa, which is, the Netziv says, Chanufa means when you pretend you're something that you are not. Doesn't just mean flattery here. And Gaiva, so you see, Gaiva went to Bavel. So when our answer's in, yes, Lahakanach is went to Bavel, Vishtarbuve, who did Ishtarbuve Lahasam, and it rolled down to Elam. Dekanami, Dektani, Livnos La Bias Mamina. Also, there's a riot because it says Livnos La Bias. So there were 2 things, and La is singular, Rashi says, so one of them must have left. So the Gassas Ruach left, and the only thing left was the Chanufa. So therefore, you know it's even 1. Period. Aini, is this really true? Again, Vamar Mar, Simon Lakasas Anius, Vanius Babavel Hudika, a simon of arrogance is poverty. And poverty, there's plenty of poverty in Bavel, so isn't there gossips there? So Gemara says, no, my Anias to Torah. What we mean is Anias of Torah. Anias of Torah, and that's what Elam had. Dechsev, Achos lanu ktana, v'shadayim ein la. Referring to Elam, it says, our sister is young, v'shadayim ein la, and she doesn't have breasts, shadayim to give off milk. V'yam Rabbi Yochanan, zu Elam, shazaf salum of zazach salalami. That maybe people learned there, Rashi quotes, Mordechai and Daniel were able to learn, but the tzibur wasn't zocha to have them give them Torah, like a mother gives off milk. That's why that Anius, and we have many Gemaras that show the connection between Torah only stays with people who are humble. Let's finish up. Azar Kavim Gvura Yodol Olam Tishanat Lu Parsiim. 10 Kavim of Gvura and 9 went to Persia. Azar Kavim Kinim Yodol Olam Lice Tishanat Lu Madai Vachulu. You think there's a lice problem in Eretz Yisrael? Try to go to Madai. Asar Kavim, Kshafim, Yardula Olam, Tishanatla, Mitzri and Lakulu, right, Kshafim, all the it's Tagninim Aparo. Asar Kavim Nagam Yardula Olam Tasanal Khazirim Vakulu, Yur Kavim Znus Yardula Olam, Tishakav Notla Aravia Hulu, right, Nakavim of Znus went to Aravia. Asar Kavim Azus Yardula Olam Brazenus Titcher Nashal Mayla Meshan Vakulu. Asar Kavim Sikha Yardula Olam Tishanatlu Nashim Hulu. Right, so they're inherently schmoozers. Asar kavim shichrus yardul olam tishanat lukushim. Chulu asar kavim sheina yardul olam tishanat luavadim. Next time your servant's sleeping on the job, not their fault. Echanat lukal haolam kulo. Says the Marsha diyak nifla. It doesn't say anywhere here asar kavim sidkus yardul olam or asar kavim rishus yardul olam. Why? Because the Gemara says anita. Kadosh Baruch Hu is gozer everything in life. You're going to be an usher, you're going to be an ani, you're going to be this, you're going to be that, but he's not gozer tzaddik or rasha, because that's up to you, that's bechira chafshis. All of these are external factors that are out of your control, but rather than osa gzera muchenes yoser me'eretz osa me'be'acheres v'itha malachu mazal osa medidah b'chalez v'eretz chen yenemar nizkarim v'shabach yilok amar nami asar kavim tzidkus u'be'afach rishus v'shim tahavik davar she'enu nigzer min ha'shamayim. That is the Maharsha. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue.